Throughout the central Puget Sound region, paved trails offer the promise of safe and accessible transportation for people who bike or walk. The Leafline Trails Coalition wants to link and expand 450 miles of these trails throughout King, Pierce, Snohomish, and Kitsap counties. And it turns out the pandemic may give that mission a bit of a boost. KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
West of Tacoma in Gig Harbor, 70-year-old Diane Iverson stands with her bike alongside a wide paved trail. Cycling is her passion. She says it's liberating.
You feel like you're a child again, and it puts a happy face on you. Even in these very difficult times, it still puts a happy face on you.
She says she and her partner, Paul Dutke, have been seeing a lot more people out with them on the trails during the pandemic. They're retired and estimate they ride more than 100 miles a week. Their bike is a very special tandem. It's recumbent in the front, where Diane pedals.
I'm a bilateral amputee, and my ability to walk is not as good as my ability to ride a bicycle, as long as the bicycle is user-friendly to me, and this bike is.
It also helps a lot to have a safe and accessible trail. They live in Bremerton, but this one, the Cushman Trail, is one of their favorite places to ride. It runs through a wooded wetland area that starts near a big Costco and Home Depot. It's in a power line corridor, says Dutke. It's 16 feet wide, paved for more than 6 miles, and mostly protected.
It's sort of like slices right through the heart of some very difficult terrain, through some residential areas, and through town. And it's like kind of this magical trip. So this particular route to the south is hilly, but it's very popular because it allows you to get from the shopping mall over to the Cushman Trail to the bridge, to the Narrows Bridge.
He says a couple of times a year they cross the bridge to complete a loop from Bremerton through Gig Harbor and Tacoma on to Vashon Island and back home taking the Washington State Ferry. But they're experienced riders, and right now to do that, they have to venture over many treacherous gaps in the trail.
So just north of where we stand, this trail ends. You'll see the power lines continue, but the paved trail ends.
Claire Martini is with the Leafline Trails Coalition. They're working to change that because they want anyone to be able to use these trails, not just high-end cyclists.
And there are a number of gaps like these, whether it's the trail just ends or there's a segment where people using the trail are forced to sort of choose their own adventure through traffic many times, and it can be really dangerous. And so our coalition is working to make sure that great trails like this don't just end. They connect you and you can continue your journey in any direction that you choose.
She says the Cushman Trail could ultimately connect all the way through downtown Tacoma to Mount Rainier National Park in one direction. And the city of Gig Harbor is currently studying an extension north to the Kitsap County line.
Connecting eventually, ultimately, to the Sound to Olympics Trail. And you can just imagine sort of the amazing trips that become possible when our region is connected by trail like this.
And now that vision is backed by nonprofit groups, businesses, and local governments in all four counties of central Puget Sound. They say it would improve public health and connect more people to rapid mass transit while bringing in revenue from users all around the region. For her part, Diane Iverson loves the idea, especially because it might mean less driving for her and her tandem partner.
We live in Kitsap County, and we have 1 mile of trails like this, so we're very excited about being a member of the Leafline Trails Coalition, so the expertise throughout Puget Sound that has put together these fantastic trails will help us figure out how that might look in Kitsap County.
The Leafline Trails Coalition officially launched last fall. They've been working to identify gaps in the trails network and to find funding to fill those gaps. They want the state to increase its contributions through the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program, and they say several federal bills could add millions. They've met with members of Congress and made their case that in the wake of the pandemic, Leafline Trails can help the region solve big problems around climate, health, transportation, and the economy. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.